are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at First Love Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you enjoy this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day, yes or no.
Hallelujah. Oh, put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. What a wonderful evening God has given us. I am very excited to be here. I don't know what God plans to do, but only good things can happen to you. Tell somebody, only good things will happen to you. Hallelujah. Clap for the Lord Jesus. God, as he's rearranging, as God is rearranging your life and giving you an advantage where the anointing is, he's putting you there. Clap for the Lord Jesus one more time. Sometimes you don't understand. You know, Bible says the wind bloweth where it listeth. We know not where it is. We know that is what the Spirit is doing. All right, so when it blows, blow with that Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Turn to somebody, tell the person, tonight is your night. Tell the person, God is here. Jesus is here right now. Hallelujah. Do you know that song? Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, move. Move. Get up.
Come take your rightful place in us. Holy Spirit.
Saying, Holy Spirit, come. Rise to your feet.
Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit.
And bring. The teacher,
yes,
the guide,
yes,
the
Jesus.
Standby,
yes, Jesus.
Oh, the advocate,
yes, Jesus.
The advocate, our lawyer, the one who's our intercessor. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence that makes everything possible. Thank you that you are the one that God sent when Jesus finished the work.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of the cross, he sent you to keep it going. Tonight we come to complete, to continue to write the book of Acts. The Acts of the Apostles. When your Holy Spirit came, they did mighty works. Tonight, do mighty works in our midst. Tonight, do mighty works in our midst. Bring deliverance, Jesus. Bring healing. Bring your power to bear. Let your presence be strong. Let the wind blow and take away the chaff. I bind every force of Satan. I rebuke every power of the enemy. And I plead the blood of Jesus Christ to have free course. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
For taking over. For without you, we can do nothing. We give you glory, Father. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. And all saints shall say, Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus and sit down on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. Well, we thank the Lord. This is going to be a series, the first of a series of monthly meetings. You know, the two of you can come and sit in front. You're promoted. Come. Don't make a face. Just be happy and be blessed. You're blessed. Down right there. Powerful. Wow. Sit down, sit down, sit down and be blessed. Hallelujah. Well, like I said, it's the beginning of, you know, a series of regular monthly meetings that we're believing God to bring revival into our spirits. Hallelujah. To revive something. And I believe that there are certain things, you know, life is such that you don't even see that things are dying. There's something called the law of degeneration. That one, nobody needs to do anything. Just buy a car and just wait. Yeah, even if you don't use it, it will degenerate. I mean, it's so true that people have used it to say that once you drive a car from the lot and you move, it's depreciated. The law of depreciation, the law of degeneration has been given credence. All right? Just as a human being, just keep living. You realize that one day you see and feel a little pain here, a little stiffness there, a little slowness there. Hey! By the time you realize, they call you an old woman, not old man. Mercy. You know, so you realize that the hairs don't grow the way they were growing anymore. Yeah. You know, so it's nothing that anybody has done. It's just the law of degeneration at work. Okay? That's just nothing. Now, in the same way, if you are there spiritually and you don't do anything just by standing there and just, you're a Christian, not that you're not a Christian. You haven't backslidden. You haven't done anything actively negative. You're just there as a Christian. You are going to see that you're falling back. Yeah. You're going to see that you're falling back, you see. So you have to always move forward. We call it slide. Sliding back is not, as you see, you just have to stand and the slide is going on. So that's why you have to run forward faster than the speed with which you go backwards. Okay, so that's what revival is about. Revive the dying things. Give it, something that revives it. You know, something that gives it a new level of energy. Yes. Fresh fire. Tell somebody, fresh fire. So Paul said, this one thing I do. I forget the things that are behind and I press forward. You know, so press forward towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. And so that's what we need always to do. Press forward. Move forward. Okay? Otherwise, you'll be left behind. You'll be stagnated. And then by the time you're here, you are far behind. Oh, wow. What a blessing a revival brings. Amen. Amen. So, I think that we are not able to do revival on the Sunday evening, like revival at 7. Well, we will do it on the Wednesday. There's nothing wrong. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You know, because of our services and our shepherd's things and things that we do, you know, it makes it difficult. But we're going to believe God to carry this one on. Tonight, I want to talk to you about something that is very important in every Christian's life. Amen. In every Christian's life. And I'm just going to introduce it by reading a couple of scriptures. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 12. Ephesians 6:12. Bible says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Okay? We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. So, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Mercy. You know, go on to the next verse. He says, therefore, take unto you, therefore or wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Now, whenever you hear the word wrestle, you know, it means somebody is trying to prevail. Nobody, there's not just one person that stands there and wrestles. Wrestling who? Wrestling what? You'll be crazy. And when you see somebody who, Bible says we don't fight as if we are beating the wind or the air. That's crazy. That's madness. You know? So usually, when you see somebody doing this, it means that in their mind, they have put, they have what we call hallucinations. They are seeing something and battling some spiritual forces. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. When it comes to Christianity, you may easily look like you're crazy, but you are in battle. You are in battle. Bible says we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. You see, now, the mad people who you see, and then they're seeing hallucinations, having hallucinations, they are crazy. But there's another group of people that don't deal with wrestling flesh and blood. That's the Christians. That's people who are spiritual. But that's a real battle. Okay? Bible says we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Now, actually, if you see a Christian wrestling and beating and fighting, you met a wrong type of person. Because Bible says that the man of God must not be a striker. Yeah. So Christians, if you have any battle to battle, please stop battling human beings. Stop fighting human beings. Bible says God has given us a battle, but it is not flesh and blood. Anytime you find yourself fighting flesh and blood, you're on the losing end. All right, so don't fight flesh and blood, but fight against principalities, against powers. I mean, that looks like actually a higher fight. Anybody, I mean, human beings, somebody can just kick you and then you'll fall. I mean, somebody can just throw a stone and then your head will break. You see that? But when you can fight principalities, when your battle is waged against powers, against the rulers, not subject, but rulers, against bosses, spiritual wickedness in high places, then you've been elevated. I said you've been elevated. Christianity is an elevated battle. It's an elevated battle. The battle has been carried to a higher level. You see? When now you have to fight the principalities, the principal. You have to now fight the power. Now, it does not mean that you are rude. That means that now you have been accorded a higher level. There's a difference between heavyweight and lightweight. Powers belong to the heavyweight region. Hallelujah. Now, so what I'm trying to tell you is that every time that you remember that you're a Christian, just remember this, that we are wrestling. And we are wrestling against higher things, powers, principalities. When you go to sleep and you have dreams, don't just wake up crying. Wake up to fight it in Jesus' name. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse number 9, 1 Corinthians, for a great and effectual door is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. Pastor Michael, come and sit here. Okay? A great and effectual door is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. There are many opposers. There's the opposition. There's a lot of opposition. That's the reason why Christians have a lot of battles. Because the access that we have to the kingdom, Bible says he's given us the keys to the kingdom. You know, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we lose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Therefore, ours is such a big door. It's an open door. It's an effective door. See, there are some doors that are open, but there's nothing in. When they say effectual, it means that something can be affected once you enter. Yeah, there is something that can be affected. There's something extra you can do. There's access to something tangible. There's access to something powerful. Yeah. Usually, the places to play where you can have great access to great things is usually locked. It's usually locked. But when it comes to Christians, ladies and gentlemen, the access is not locked. The door is open. Yeah, it's a great door and it's effectual. It's a great door and it's effectual. Amen. And because of that, there are many adversaries. You know, how many realize that when you find a job that is really great, it's a great door, you realize that the applications are a lot more. Yeah, there are far more candidates than a job that is, it's very common to find. Yeah. When you go, it's because, number one, the salary may be very high. There may be a lot of benefits. FedEx is one of the places where almost all applications in Memphis, almost half, runs through FedEx. It's a great door. It's an effectual door. It's the biggest company. It's the most prosperous company in Memphis. Yeah. So you will realize that there's a lot of competition. When they say the opposition, there's competition. There's a lot of competition. You have to prepare hard to get there. Christianity is like that. Christianity, your calling will be opposed. Your blessing will be opposed. Your beauty will be opposed. I mean, the devil is not happy about your health. The devil is not happy about your finances. The devil is not happy about your spirituality. The devil is not happy about when you decide to rise up and to pray. There will be opposition. There will be a battle. You watch it. The devil is not happy about your obedience. The things that give you access to this great and effectual door, there will always be opposition. There will always be opposition. I am telling you, Satan, I mean the opposition, our adversary, of course, is Satan. Yeah, your happiness will be opposed. Your marriage will come against opposition. Sometimes your opposition can be yourself. Hey! Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nothing good in your life will go unopposed. Accept it. Accept it. Accept that fact. Your family, your life, your job related, your job will be opposed. I mean, unless you want to denounce Christianity, unless you want to just say that I resign, resign now. But so long as you are signed on, you know, the advantage is that your door is great and effectual. Yeah. So when you resign, you're not being smart. Yeah. But the reality is that you will face opposition. I mean, sometimes in Christianity, you can get tired of one thing after another, one thing after another, one battle after another. You just overcame the battle of your job. You got a new job. You have given testimony. By the time you realize you have an opposition with somebody at the job place, or your car has had a problem, or somebody at church is giving you problems, is making it difficult to go to church. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not easy. Yeah, it's not easy. But today I'm going to share with you something that the Lord gives to fight against these battles. That the Lord gives to overcome these adversaries. For a great and effectual door is open unto you, but there are many, not few, not some, many adversaries. Expect many adversaries. Expect more competition. You know, the devil does not attack dead wood. You see, when you are playing basketball, and you want to see the best player, the most valuable player, the player that will be paid the most, the player that is likely to be crowned as MVP, the game changers, usually they are double teamed and triple teamed. They are double teamed, triple teamed, sometimes quadruple teamed. When they get the ball, everybody runs because that is a dangerous guy. The reason why there are many adversaries is the same way. Christians are very valuable and they can score against the enemy in such a way. Yeah. Yeah. Find one sincere, true, solid Christian. You found a game changer. You found the most valuable person in your household. Find a prayerful person. Find a fasting person. Find a spiritual person. You found a game changer. A game changer. Yeah. Find a spouse that's a proper believer. You see, everything changes. Friends that are believers, everything changes. You yourself, find yourself that is a real Christian. Everything will change. Yeah. Yeah. So from now, don't be afraid when you are double teamed. When you are triple teamed. Do you understand triple teamed and double teamed? Yeah. That means that with every step, there seems to be a position. Don't be afraid of a position. It's a sign of a great door. It's a sign of an effectual door. Adversaries should not make you run. Actually, the Lord has actually said in Psalm 144 and verse 1, said, blessed be the Lord who is my rock, who has taught my hands to war and my fingers to fight. No, verse 1. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, or my rock. In King James, New King James, say my rock. Which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. So anytime that you subject yourself to the presence of the Lord, to the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ, He's your strength. He teaches you your hands to war. And your fingers to fight. Listen, if you are Christians and you don't know how to war or how to fight, I mean wage war and fight spiritual battles, I am sorry for you. I am afraid for you. Oh, yeah. I'm afraid for you. Because, I mean, the devil, he doesn't care that you're not fighting. God has taught you the word, prayer, all these things that He gives to us, it's not for nothing. If you don't use it, it's really up to you. But believe me, the devil is coming at you big time. Big time. Opposition leader, he does not rest. Bible says that, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, is walking about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. Seeking whom he may devour. So the battle is raging. The battle is on. It is that he doesn't stop. Night and day. You know, one scripture in the Bible says, while men slept, the devil went about panting tears while men slept. Yeah, the disciples asked, how did this happen? He said, oh, the devil has done this while men slept. It means that some Christians like sleeping too much. Mercy. Zechariah chapter 1. See, when we went to Mountain of the Lord, we were taught something which I want to share with you. A very small subset of it that will bless you. Zechariah chapter 1 from verse 16. Therefore, I'm reading from New King James. Thus says the Lord, I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it. God says He's returning to us with mercy. God is going to have mercy on us. God will have mercy on you. God will have mercy on you in the name of Jesus Christ. Can somebody explain to me why Mr. Alex and his whole family is not here? Anyway. All right. So, I am returning. God is coming back to us with his mercy. My house shall be built in it. Wow. Not on it, in it. My house shall be built in mercy. Yeah. But I say, come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy. My house shall be built in mercy. When you come to the Lord, don't think judgment, think mercy. The house, the material of the whole house is in mercy. Yeah, everything here, the tools, mercy was used. When you see the house of God, see mercy. When you come to the house of the Lord, see mercy. Don't see judgment. Hallelujah. I mean, if the Lord has brought you to his house, he is bringing you to the access mercy and grace. Mercy. Tonight, mercy will find you. Tonight, grace will find you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. That's a destination. In fact, what it means is that you want to identify where the presence of the Lord is, where the house of the Lord is. Look, if you find mercy, he's there. Because it's built in mercy. It's like that's a zip code. You reach there, that's the address, you found it. It's built, his house is built in mercy. Oh, clap for the Lord Jesus. I love it. And a surveyor's line shall be stretched over Jerusalem. A surveyor's line. What does that mean? It means he's continued to build. Yeah, everything you see will increase. It will get better. I said this church will get better. I said your leaders will get better. Your friends will get better. The surveyor, as guys can survey, finding out what is it needed, that is needed to build. What are the things that God, Bible says, faithful is he who has called you, who also will do it. There's a surveyor's line all along around. Yeah, God is building. So what it also means is that when you come and you see any deficiency in the church, don't lift up your big mouth and start fighting us with your mouth. Yeah, some of us are too judgmental, quick to judge. This church is like this. Why are you like this? I'm going to my whatever. Oh, it's built in mercy. God knows we are not perfect. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You to be merciful. You are in mercy. If Bible says that by the mercies of God, we are not consumed. Amen. Anyway. So, surveyor, again, proclaim saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, my city shall again spread out through prosperity. You are about to prosper in Jesus' name. Spread out. He's building. He's prospering us. The Lord will again comfort Zion and will again choose Jerusalem. Yeah. He will comfort us and he will choose us any day. He will choose us. You are safer here than any other place. Then I raised my eyes and I looked, and there were four horns. Someone say four horns. You know, I'm talking about wrestling. I'm talking about fighting. Yeah. When you see, usually the devil comes in the form of animals. Serpent. Horse. Dragon. Lion. Locust. All these animals are, you know, synonymous. Bible says cage of birds and wild and evil birds. You see? So one of the things that you see that suggests fighting, that suggests battling. Animals, when they are battling, one of the things they use is their horns. Okay? So there were four horns, you see? And verse 19, I said to the angel who talked with me, what are these? So he answered me, these are the horns that have scattered Judah, that have scattered Israel, that have scattered Jerusalem. We've identified the thing that scatters your blessing. They are embodied in four horns. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen. The Lord is now showing the answer. Four craftsmen. King James calls it four what? Four carpenters. In fact, I like that. The Lord showed me four carpenters. You know, carpenters have tools, have hammers, have chisels. They can chisel away the horns. They can but just hit and everything will be broken. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus himself was brought in as a carpenter. It is not for nothing that he was ushered in as a carpenter to break the four horns, to break the opposition. Yeah. And I said, what are these coming to do? So he said, these are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no one could lift up his head. But the carpenters are coming to terrify them. The carpenters are coming to fight on your behalf, to cast out the horns of the nations that are lifted up their horns against the land of Judah to scatter it. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. So the Lord sends carpenters. Today I want to explain to you one aspect of this carpentry. Yeah. One tool, one of the tools that the carpenter uses. One of the tools that you need to keep in your heart to be able to break these horns that fight to scatter Jerusalem. To scatter. I mean, when they scatter, it means, you know, they have this, you know, when there's a bomb blast, everything scatters. To scatter means a big blast. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil isn't joking. The devil is not joking. The devil is not joking. Hallelujah. Now, what I'm talking to you is what I call the, maybe I should even call it this way, you know, how supernatural victory as a theme. Supernatural victory. How to obtain supernatural victory. Hallelujah. Now, 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. Bible says, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is a victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is it who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to you about the weapon or the tool of faith, of believing, of having real faith. Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. I'm telling you, every Christian will have opposition. Every Christian will be opposed by the devil. But the reality is that there is one thing that if you can hold strong to your heart, that's why I call the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, shield of faith. Hallelujah. Faith is the most important thing. You cannot believe, you cannot do anything else. Anybody who doesn't believe, you can't even use the word, the sword. That's the background, that's the foundation of every weapon of Christianity. Because you have to believe before you can use anything. If I don't believe that there's strength in something, there's no way I can use it. If I don't believe in you, I'm not likely to entrust you with any information. If I don't believe in you, you are not likely to be recruited to help me in a battle. So faith is a foundation. Faith in God is the beginning of everything. Faith in God is a cement that puts every Christian weapon together. Everything comes together through faith. Faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Faith in the Lord God. Faith in the help that comes from above. Without faith, you can't do much. By grace, you are saved. But through faith, the door is faith. By grace, are you saved through faith? Ladies and gentlemen, faith is the most important thing. To believe that God exists, to believe, as we're sitting here, it has to take faith to come here. Now, sometimes by routine, you've been born in a Christian home, so you just arrive. Sometimes you just heard the announcement, so you just came. But you see, the thing that is going to separate people is their faith. Yeah, is their faith. Is your faith. Is your faith. Nothing else but faith. Bible says this is the victory. Faith is actually called the victory. Yeah. It's synonymous with victory. That means if you have faith, you are victorious. I see a man of faith right there in you. I see a woman of faith. Therefore, I see a victorious woman. Yeah. When you have faith, you have the victory. This is the victory. No, go back to 1 John 5, 4. This is the victory, pay attention please, that overcometh the world. even our faith. King James. Even our faith. You know, when somebody says, even our faith, it means that you may trivialize it. You may trivialize even this. I mean, even little ones can beat you. Yeah. Even little ones. It means it's something that is often despised, but it's such a great thing. Yeah. Even our faith. Yeah, it looks small. You see, but it's very fantastic. I mean, faith looks like the basic thing. I mean, something that is, what is faith? I mean, we're talking about, I have word. I mean, we're talking about, I can fast. I have miracle. Look, but faith is the main thing. This is the victory that overcomes the world. When we say the world, we are talking about the dominion of the devil. This is the victory that overcomes. Even our faith. This is the victory. You want victory? It is the faith. It's our faith in God. It's our faith in God. God is very excited when people believe in Him. When people believe in Him. This is the victory. You want an overcoming power, even the faith, even. That means that, look, take seriously because it's something that is usually despised. Despised. Listen, the woman who met Jesus at the well had no word, had never fasted before, had never gone to church before, knew no worship songs, had never gone into the closet to pray, was not a prayer warrior. The only thing that she had was faith. She just believed. Initially, she came with all kinds of issues and arguments. But when he said, is this not the Messiah? He said, come see. Is this not the Messiah? Because of faith, she ran and brought the whole city to Christ. Faith. Clap for the Lord Jesus for faith. The same people that used to overcome her, she overcame them. Even her faith. You know, learn to do things that can only be explained by your faith. You'll be an overcomer. Learn to do things that only faith can explain. For example, I will stick with one woman. It's not normal because, I mean, even men, they are multi-directional. It's only faith. Yeah. It's only faith, Mr. Luyako, that a young guy like you will marry. A fine boy like you, even your goatee will bring you about 6 girls. Yeah. Even your goatee alone, can win you 6 girls. Yeah, but he's married at early 20s. Yeah, early 20s. So it's like 23 or 24 or something. Yeah. Finish school, I've got a job. It's time to marry. I don't want any temptation. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith. Because of this, she's not likely to have HIV. Not likely to be beaten by any girl. Not likely. All these things, all these problems. The only thing that can explain this is faith. Faith. Two things that will overcome the world. Our faith. It takes faith. Only faith can make you give 10% of your salary when the check comes. Only faith. I mean, otherwise, think about it. It makes no sense. Meanwhile, you haven't finished paying your rent. Look, I'm telling you, I have believed in this. Recently, I was looking. As I was looking, I realized, I've been doing this for a long time. And only one explanation, faith. Faith. It's only faith that can explain why a physician who is well paid will pick up a microphone and preach and gather people together and struggle and pray and come and visit you and receive insults from church members and still stand and say, I'll preach. Only faith. Only even faith. It may not, you know. So, you see, because it's faith. It's even your faith. That's the reason why people think it's money. It's because he likes power. Because he wants money. You see, because they can't believe that faith can do this.
That's right.
Even our faith. Even our faith. Ordinary faith. Such a thing as faith. How can it be? Oh, no. It cannot be. It cannot be just that you believe. You are making money. Oh, the girls are kissing you all the time. Oh, no, you have some bonuses. Yeah, there's something. There must be something else. No, it's just faith. Let's be serious. It's faith. Yeah, it's faith. It cannot be that a young man like you will not do pornography. Yeah, it cannot be. How can it be? We all do. Not that we just do. We do. Now we've even graduated into grandmother pornography. Gray hair pornography. Yeah. Only faith. I'm telling you something. Only faith. You will overcome the world. You will look different from the world. You will fight the enemy. Jesus' name. Only faith. Only faith. Only faith. How can it be that Joseph, you meet Potiphar's wife, and you turn and run away? Even the woman is pulling your underpants down, and you're still running. What's your problem? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? What's wrong with you? Let's be serious. What you doing, boy? Come on. Grow up. Meanwhile, I mean, Joseph, you were standing with this lady. Joseph probably had an... Yeah, there are kids here. There are kids here. There are kids here. Yeah. Yeah. Joseph was most likely aroused. And as he was running out, I am sure that he was wondering, when they see my arousal direction, will people not ridicule me? Wonder. You know. I mean, they will even say that I've done it, but I know I haven't done it. Only faith. The most beautiful. Only faith. Only faith. Clap for the Lord. Only faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Yeah, only faith. Only faith. Only faith will make you rise up at dawn. And you need, are you crazy? Nobody's in the room. Is it not mad people that do it? Are you crazy? Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you normal? Do you need a psychiatrist? You can't believe it. That faith can't do this. Yeah. This is the victory. But you see, all these look crazy, but this is how to overcome the world. This is how to overcome the world. This is how to overcome the world. Even our faith. Yeah. I'm telling you, do things. You want to see whether you have faith. Test yourself. Do things that only those who believe will do it. Yeah. I mean, things like the guy who's been sleeping with you, who's not your husband or wife, say from today, don't come here again. And you wonder, but you don't have a job. I'm the one giving you this money all the time, and you are driving me away. You must be crazy. Only faith can explain it. But that's the overcoming. That is what will open the door for God to give you your own. Yeah. This stop it, I like it. Stop it, I like it, you've been doing. It doesn't overcome the world. Yeah. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing set up in this world that you can overcome if you don't believe. You can't overcome pornography. You can't overcome lies. You can't overcome death. You can't overcome divorce. Yeah. You can't overcome pride. You can't. You can't overcome unforgiveness without faith. I mean, you can't overcome your temper tantrums. You can't exercise self-control, but by faith. It's not small. It does great things. It does great things. Yeah. Faith will make you, you see, this is boss, younger than you, and still you are submitting to him. It's faith. Otherwise, you are a fool. But you're not a fool. You're overcoming the world. And wisely, gradually, wisdom is justified of a chair, and you will see who is wiser, who is greater. Just give me time. Yeah. Now, listen carefully. The reality is that people who overcome the world, when people gather like this, you think everybody has faith. Bible says not all men have faith. Some of you, what I'm saying will not profit you. Say, God forbid. Hebrews 4:2. Bible says, for the gospel was preached, and to us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So there are two types of Christians who have this overcoming power. I mean, there are two types of Christians. One with overcoming power, one who is already defeated. The difference is, you know, when you are, see, when Jesus Christ preached the word to Samaritan woman, she initially was behaving like those who don't mix it with faith. But Jesus said, if you knew the gift of God and he who asked you for what, for drink, you would actually be asking me for to give you a drink that you will not thirst again. As the word was going, she said, ah, you must be the Messiah. I said, it is he. It is me. All those things came and she believed. When you mix the word with faith, you are now prospering. You are now profiting. You are now beginning to benefit. So when you look in the church, there are people who benefit from the word and people who don't. The difference is still the same victory that overcomes the world. Our faith. Our faith. Our faith. As you see me preaching here, Bishop Doug, I got born again. I heard him preaching, work for the Lord. Go somewhere, preach somewhere. Go into the world and make disciples. And then I took it up. Started a little fellowship. Yeah. Yeah, started a little fellowship. Wherever, in a nursery school. Then it grew. Then it became 50. Then I handed over. Then I came to America. When I came to New York, Apostle Joel sent me, go. And said, we started in the living room again, couple of people. And then it grew. Then went to some underground, went to some library. We were, by the time I realized it was 100 and something, I handed over again. Then I came to Memphis too, found a job. This, went to the same living room. What is, and then started again. I mean, I got this person, that person, Pastor Daniel, Patricia, all these things. They came. By the time we realized, look at what where we are. Several branches. Nashville, Murfreesboro, Alabama. I mean, what's it called? Mississippi. Chattanooga. St. Louis. Talk about it. I mean, yeah. And universities. Seattle. All these things. Faith. One person who has faith will overcome the world. Will overcome traditions. Will overcome tradition. And do you know something? Not only that, but to gather young people at this stage who will say, we'll serve the Lord, who will go out and resource. It is faith. It is faith that overcomes the world. It is faith. Your world will be conquered by faith. Yeah. Because the world is a scary place. It's a demon-dominated place. But you will operate as if it's heaven. You will operate as if it's heaven. It takes faith to withhold a slap when you have been agitated, angered. What's wrong? What's holding your hand? There's no strings. Faith. Faith. Pastor Daniel, that day that you called us, I mean, and lady pastor told you, don't hit that. She was being tormented by a certain lady. Yeah. I mean, and then she called and said, the lady pastor told Pastor Daniel, no, a man of God must not be a striker, so don't mind this lady. And then by the time we realized, Pastor Daniel, I don't know whether it was on the phone, the lady slapped Pastor Daniel. Yeah. Yeah. In an argument. Dirty slap. Do you know something? Pastor Daniel said, "Lady, only the word of Lady Pastor that says a man of God must not be a striker." He walked up to me and said, "Pastor, I just escaped prison. I just escaped being put in jail. Why? Because I mixed the word with faith. I believed it. That's why I'm a free man. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith." Small as it is, I'm telling you, a brother could not have done it. A giant faith, small as it is, don't think it's small. Amen. It's a very powerful thing. Very, 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 very powerful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4, "The proud has his soul lifted up in him. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up in, is not upright in him." It's proud. Lifted up means proud. "But the just shall live by his faith." Your lifestyle is a product of your faith. You are living by faith. What you believe is what you live out. What you don't believe, you will not live out. You know, sometimes when you're counseling people, you can tell the people that believe from the people that don't. They don't mix it with faith. So you have said the words, but they've not believed. They won't do it. They won't do it, and it won't benefit them. It won't benefit them. For example, you've heard a lot about soul winning, about Anakazu, about Basenta, about evangelism, but many of you have not joined. What do you think is the reason? You have not mixed it with faith. So you are not benefiting. When you get to heaven, you realize that mansions were based on souls that you won. But because you didn't mix it with faith, it doesn't profit you. I see you joining the evangelism team. Preachings have taken place about tithe, but some of you still don't pay tithe. What is the reason? You haven't mixed it with faith. You've heard it, but it's not benefit. The blessing of tithing is not, you're not benefiting from it because you haven't mixed it with faith. You think you're being cheated. In fact, you even say the pastors are thieves. But we'll see. There's a day coming where you will need to overcome the world. Now you realize it doesn't take just a physical knock. Now, let me tell you just three things that faith is, and then we'll go home. Three things that faith does. Number one, faith is an unstoppable dynamic force that stops all satanic attacks. All right, say it again. Faith is an unstoppable dynamic force that stops all satanic attacks. Do you believe that? I'm going to explain it to you. Luke chapter 22. From verse 28 to 32. Jesus was speaking to the disciples and said, "Ye are they, you guys are the ones which have continued with me in my temptations." Go on, brother. "And I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father has appointed unto me." Go on. Can you be a little faster? You know, "That you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes." Now, watch this, verse 31. "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon," when somebody is in the middle of a speech and stops and mentions your name, it means something serious has caught his attention. I mean, look, he's talking about how he's going to, you know, give them places because they've struggled with him and things. Then suddenly he stops. Simon, Simon, not one, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. Brother, pay attention. Your faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Get this. Get what is going on. He's in the middle. It's like I'm chatting with you about food, about how I'm going to organize a party for you and your friends. Car. And then suddenly, as I'm discussing the party, I said, stop. Michael. Jesus, with the spirit of discernment, saw something. That's right. That was so important that he dropped all the kingdom party things. And now zoomed in to say this all-important thing to the chief apostle, Peter. Ladies and gentlemen, what did he say? He said, Simon, Simon, twice. Satan has desired to have you. Look, Satan desires you. Satan desires you. Say, you are palatable. You are an attraction. I mean, he's jealous that God has you. He's jealous that God has you, and his desire is to have you, is to own you, is to control you, is to have dominion over you, is to be able to just toss you anywhere he likes, to rule you. That means to me that people who are in Christ, they are not under Satan. Although that's his desire. He wants to have every single Christian, especially you. When they say to have you, I want to have you. To own you. Yeah. You are mine. I have you. I got you. I do whatever I want with you. I toss you anywhere I want. Yeah. I am in charge now. I have you now. I have you in my grip. I have you in my corner. I have you in whatever. I have you. Yeah. Satan's desire is to have you. To have you, to take you on, to actually dominate and control you. He has opposing plans from what the Lord has for you. Yes. Yeah, he wants to have you, to make you a prostitute. Yeah. I mean, what else would the devil do with you?
That's right.
He wants to kill you.
That's right.
Satan has desired that he may sift you as wheat. Yeah, sift you as wheat. Pick you specifically, I mean targeted. You know, when they are sifting the chaff from the wheat, the chaff from the wheat, separating you out. I'm picking you. I mean it. That's my intention. I'm picking you out of the group, and I'm going to now use you for what I want. Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, that happens day and night. Every time that you don't feel like praying, it is part of it. Every time to have you and to sift you like wheat. To make you a prostitute, to bring you divorce, to make you prayerless, to make you jobless, to make you sick, to make you dead. Satan wants you to be in an accident. Say, God forbid. Satan wants you to backslide, wants you to become a homosexual, to become a churchless person, to become barren, never to be married. All the bad things you can ever think about. He wants to have you. His desire is to have you. But ladies and gentlemen, how many want to be turned into prostitutes? Say, God forbid. How many want to be turned into pimps? How many of you want to be turned into kebab? I mean, he wants to kill. How many of you want to be turned into cancerous persons? Say, God forbid. How many want disease to be thrown at you? God forbid. Satan has desired you even to make you stop school, to make you stop your job, to make you useless. Hey, do you know that thing that can stop all these things? Do you know that thing that can stop him from making you this form of disaster? The thing that prevents him from having you, from satisfying his desire, is in the next verse. Simon, but I have prayed for you for what? That your faith fail not. That your faith fail not. That means any time that your faith fails, Satan has you. Satan's desire is fulfilled. Anytime your faith does not kick in, something else is kicking in. That is, Satan is now having you. I'm telling you. That's why the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So who do you please? He has you as a master. Who would you please? Who your master is? Yeah. To have you. Anytime your faith fails, you're finished. You're finished. Without faith, you're finished. Anybody without faith, Satan has you. You don't even need to do anything. He just has you. He can throw you anywhere. Can use you for anything. He can drop any disease on you. Yeah. That is the reason why often when you are doing something that is terrible, like eating your tithe, there's a voice that tells you don't do it. And if you have faith, you go by the voice of the Bible. And if you don't have faith, then Satan has you. Say, this month I have him. Yeah. I mean, most of you, when you're about to watch pornography, their voice tells you stop it. You don't mix the word with faith. Therefore, it doesn't profit you. It's the truth. It's the truth. Many of the things that lead to all kinds of problems, there's a voice that tells you, ladies and gentlemen, that your faith fail not. And Bible says, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Do you know what it means? Is that one sure sign that your faith is not failing is when you are somebody who strengthens others. Oh, clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Because, you know, you cannot give what you don't have. You cannot strengthen when you're not strong. You cannot bring somebody into faith when you don't believe. Look, if I don't believe in tithe, I can't convince you about tithing. Yeah. If I don't believe in purity and moral chastity, I'm not likely to talk to you about it. If I don't believe in soul winning, I can't tell you about souls. But when I'm strengthening you, I speak to you, say you're strong to do is faith. So from now, everybody, one way, faith is an unstoppable dynamic force that fights all these satanic attacks to have you. Faith. Faith. Only faith. Anybody who does not believe in the Lord as a Christ is just walking, doing anything. Subject and think is joyful. But you see, something bad is happening. Something bad is happening. So one of the sure signs that your faith is intact is if you are strengthening other believers. If I was you, I'll be a soul winner. If I was you, I would say, I like it when the young people, all of them asking, please teach us how to be bacenta leaders. As you're going to school, one sure sign when we come that will show us that you're still in the faith is when you have other people that you're encouraging, you're strengthening. I'm speaking to the people that are going to school. Yeah. And one sure sign that your faith has failed is when you drop out. Those who faith fail are in trouble. Fight the good fight. Hey, where are you going? Sit down. Fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Number two, faith is an active blocker. Faith is an active blocker. Block actively. Now, there are certain things that are targeted against you and customized against you. Specifically, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16. Bible says, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. You know, there are certain things that come at you because of who you are and because of where you stand. It's targeted and specifically designed for you, customized. Yeah. Yeah, it's the truth. And it takes faith to block these specific arrows. For example, there are things that, arrows that affect pastors. Like pride, like being puffed up. Like all kinds of things like that. Even including temptations and lust concerning. Because you see, a pastor, you are adored by both men and women. Yeah. And if you don't take care, you will. I mean, people have asked me all kinds of things. Offers. Yeah. It's not everything I'll tell you, but suffice it to say that there are arrows specifically for pastors. There are arrows for young people. Young people. Look, what are some of the unique things that young people suffer from? Lust. Almost all their sins are in the central region. Their hearts are pure, but their mid-region is not good. Specific. I'm telling you, it takes only faith to block those customized, specific arrows. A young man. Bible says, how shall a young man keep his way pure? Except by paying heed thereunto according to the word. Believe in mixing the word with faith. Look, but for faith, Benson will be a pimp. A gangster. Say, God forbid. If you like, ask Brother Spencer when he was not believing what he was doing. And whether now that he's believing, he's doing the same thing. Ask him. It is customized. When you are a handsome brother like Brother Spencer, there is a specific arrow and the devil knows it. When you are even a virgin in glasses, there is a specific thing. I'm telling you. Most virgins, especially when they are in glasses, they are very proud. It's pride. Pride. And they like to wear white shirt. Proud. Pride. 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 Everybody. Pastors' wives have specific things. Their commonest temptation often is that ladies who attack them. Yeah, it's true. If you don't take care and you are a pastor's wife, you can easily fight with a lady. Oh, no, it's true. Ladies can be wicked, though. Yeah, ladies can be wicked. If you try to fight my wife, I'll fight you. Here, we don't do that, by the grace of God. If you know how to fight, send it somewhere. But here, even the ladies will arise and fight you. Yeah. Because pastor's wife, when they smile, they are smiling too much. When they don't smile, they are too proud. When they dress up, why? She thinks she's the queen. When they don't dress, look at somebody, and she calls herself pastor's wife. It's a difficult thing. When they talk to everybody, they say, behave yourself. When they don't talk, look, he feels too big. It's hard. But so you can be tempted. Yeah. There is people who don't have money. There's an arrow for you. People who are rich, there's an arrow for you. Specific. Women, arrows. Everything. The devil knows everybody's vulnerability. Everyone is vulnerable. There is no perfect. As a Christian, there are things that can bring you down easily. And the devil knows it. But your faith will block it in Jesus' name. Faith will block it in Jesus' name. Yeah. One lady came and sat before me and said, hey, yeah, doctor, I know, in New York, I see you're wearing a ring. But you know, I know that means that you really respect your marriage. But I don't, that's why I also want to, I know, you know, I know that doctors also have something, you can give me something. Look, I'm available. I'm telling you, face to face. Any hotel is fine. I will respect your marriage because you respect your marriage enough to have worn a ring. That's what she told me. So I will also respect your marriage. Any hotel, just give me the address. I'll be there waiting. Yeah. Easy. With reassurance. So doctors have customized things. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You see, so everyone, there are attacks for everyone, for women. Sometimes women, your the biggest attack is your speech. The way you talk. Yeah. For some of us, it's money. You see? For some of us, pornography is all kinds of things. But you will block these things in Jesus' name. Bible calls faith the shield. It's like comes, boom, boom. It's shielding it. Yeah, specifically. It's shielding. Clap for the Lord. It's shielding. That's what it is. King Ahab did not seem to realize that, so he left a little bit of space without a shield. And that's where the arrow came. Arrow from nowhere, randomly, took him out. Yeah. May no arrow take you out in Jesus' name. Then finally, faith is important because it can shift unmovable rocks or mountains in your life. It can shift unmovable rocks or mountains in your life. You know, mountains suggest things that make you go round and round and round in circles and never move forward. Or a barrier that prevents your progress. That's a mountain. Yeah. You can write an exam over and over and over and over and again. Yeah. You can be at one pay level for years. It's like you're going in circles. Going in circles. I mean, somebody can be in a relationship with you and will never marry you. You're going in circles. Oh, yeah. Going in circles. Yeah, going in circles. Or there can be just one particular subject that because of which you may never get a degree. God forbid. Say God forbid. Yeah. The Bible says in Mark 11, 20 to 23, that's the last part. Now, in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. You know, Jesus Christ had cursed the fig tree. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. That will be the crux of our prayer this evening. So Jesus answered and said to him, have faith in God. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Other version says, have the God kind of faith. Jesus was trying to say that, you know, this was a fig tree that Jesus Christ had commanded to bring something for him to eat. And it wouldn't respond. Cursed it. Ladies and gentlemen, there are certain things you must curse them. Yeah. Things that are not responding. Curse them. That are fighting your authority and mocking you. Curse them. Yeah. Listen, I learned it from Prophet Kakra. Curse them. You see, a curse kills. A curse causes things to dry out, to wither, to move away. And in the same thing, he said, have faith in God and explained. And he said, for, because assuredly, for sure, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes, I'm talking faith again, that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Clap for the Lord Jesus. He will have whatever he says. Ladies and gentlemen, faith is not just a shield. Faith is not just a stopper. Faith is also active. Yeah. Faith is also active. The words can come with faith. Yeah. The words can come with faith. You have to speak to your mountains. You have to speak to the fig trees that will not yield. Something that's supposed to yield that's not yielding. Speak to the thing. Yeah. Speak to the thing. Some of you may must speak to your jobs. And curse every rebellious response. They must respond. They must respond. They must respond. I decree that every mountain will become a plain in your life. I decree that every fig tree will respond to your needs. And I command that they respond now in Jesus Christ's mighty name. I decree that all Simons be delivered from faithlessness in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, I can assure you that in your life without faith, it will be chaos. It will be surrendering to the devil. And ladies and gentlemen, the one message that I came to tell you, that there are areas that because of a lack of faith, the devil has operated for too long. Tonight is the last time he will operate in Jesus' name. Tonight is the last time that he will operate in Jesus' name. Tonight is the last time the devil will operate, because we are going to speak to those things. Rise to your feet. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray. Begin to speak, begin to speak. Begin to speak. Bible says, I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. Cry out to the Lord and tell the Lord, wherever my faith has failed, let there be a restoration. Help thou my unbelief. Help thou my unbelief. Help my unbelief in the name of Jesus Christ. Help my unbelief. Help my unbelief in the name of Jesus Christ. The devil sought to sift you like wheat. 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 Ah, but I pray for you that your faith fail not. Father of God, help our unbelief in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
He will break every mountain.
Jesus.
He will break every mountain. He will break every mountain. He will break every mountain. In the name of Jesus. This is the big Jesus of the world. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We believe the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive in Bartlett, Tennessee, this and every Sunday at 9 a.m. and again at 10:45 a.m. Be blessed. You're alive. You're the